Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Is Kenny still wearing gloves?
You know it.
He's not going to take them off.
Are his hands that small?
Yeah. They're not that big. He wears gloves every
day. Does he rip the ball, though? I mean,
he can spin it.
He does throw a pretty good ball. That's Deontay Johnson talking about Kenny Pickett on the Sports and Suits podcast.
And his hands are small.
Listen, guys, what is the Ants supposed to go after Deontay Johnson, too? I don't know how you get any work done during the day when you're going after all these people who are telling the truth about the size of the hands. I haven't made jokes. When's the last time I made jokes? When's the last time I made jokes? 2 years? It hasn't been worth making jokes about.
About hand size? Yeah.
It's been two seasons since I made jokes about hand sizes and whatnot.
You didn't make jokes to Pony in between then? About his love affair with it?
Not that I remember. Not about hand size.
He's kind of shown himself as... I
said you backed the wrong pony is what I basically said to him. Like, hey, we all get it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do like a heel turn on him, basically the way Pony did. I mean, Pony basically hit him with a chair behind his back, and then that was the end of it.
The new Montana to Rice.
Yes, that's what he was calling it. That's the Pony Express. So is this season, when you hear about Deontay Johnson talking about Kenny Pickett's hand size, where, I don't know, I got people saying he's going to start week one, including Deontay Johnson. Jason Lloyd thinks he's going to start week one. I got Mike Florio saying that he's going to get traded by the time that the season starts over here. I go, what are we doing as a franchise right now? So that would be in the conversation of, well, they're tanking. That's what they're doing.
That is where they're at as a franchise.
But when you sign Myles Garrett to such a huge extension, like, again, Myles has to be, he's 28 right now. Is that how old Myles is? So Myles has to be, he might be a little older. He has to be sensational for any bearing fruit, meaning going to the playoffs. He has to keep up this pace this year and another 2 years for them to have a chance.
29.
He's 29 years old. So you're putting him
turns 30 this year.
I'm putting him at 32, going on 33 years old. That he would have to keep up this pace for this contract to be about a future. About their future goodness as a football team.
Yes, year and 2 years after that.
Because as of right now, don't shoot the messenger at 720. But as of right now, like, you're taking a quarterback with these two first round picks next year.
You have to be
But I'm saying until further notice.
Yes.
But I also don't think that because of what they've done, like, you're openly trying to help out your younger guys. You're openly trying to help out your veteran guys because those guys are going to help out veterans too. You've kept some of these guys in your secondary that people have been wanting to wave bye to for a very long time. Greg Newsome, and people have been trying to trade him for two seasons. There's been everybody not named Denzel Ward has been brought up in trade conversations, and then there's people wondering about Denzel Ward's future. So everything that you've done constitutes a team that's trying to win, that is trying to be competitive now. Everything that people think you're going to do is, at best, in the middle, at best.
Yeah, because that's what this roster says, and that's what this quarterback situation says. It's all going to come back to that with me. Like, having Myles Garrett is going to make them a better football team than if they were going to try and just reinvent the process the way that they tried to do in 2017. Myles Garrett prevents that because he's that good, and I do think that this defense will be fine. Like, they're not going to be some terrible football team, but it's hard for me to see them with this schedule, especially with how the season starts off. It's hard for me to see them having the facade of being competitive or being in the hunt when they put that graphic up on CBS in week 14. That's not going to happen.
216-474-0092. Do you think that this thing is a tank without admitting it? I'm going to get to Rick in Doylestown right now. Hello, Rick.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I enjoyed the show as always.
Doing well, Rick. Thank you.
You guys just hit on something. I'll tell you what. This season, I don't look at it as a tank. And simply because I don't think the defense is going to allow it to be. If you guys look at it, this defense 2 years ago was an elite you know, top five defense and still has that potential this year. And you've gotten better on the defensive line. You've got yourself another nice linebacker. You've got some veterans there. So all we need is not even an average offense, just one that can get us 17 to 20 points a game. And if we get that, you know, who knows what could happen? I mean, every year, all these teams, yeah, they're great, and then they fall off. And, yes, the schedule is tough, but I don't think these guys on the defense are going to lay down and accept this being a rebuild or a tank. And it's going to be more competitive than you think. I mean, I'm 60-some years old, so I've seen it all. But I'm a little more optimistic than I think you guys are. I look at it as a tank. Yeah, the quarterback situation.
Realistically, Rick, stay with me for a second. I'm not trying to run you off just yet, my friend.
No.
What do you think, like, where can they maximize their amount of wins? Well, how many wins max do you think they have?
They could get between 7 and 9 wins.
Seven and nine.
If you get a little lucky, you get a break here or there, you know, you might stretch. I don't think Cincinnati, you know, is all that great. They talk about Joe Burrow, but what do they got on the defense? They are horrendous.
I think that they have a chance to make the playoffs. Cincinnati does, Rick. I just think that they're going to lose some high scoring football games. I do not trust their defense at all.
Yeah, just like last year, they were in shootouts in every game.
Yep,
and that's where.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
I think, like I said, our defense is pretty good. You know, it could be back to, you know, the Jim Schwartz, you know, outstanding defense. And if you could just get a little bit above average quarterback play, and you got 4 shots at it, let's see what happens. You know, I think the insider is Pickett, just because I think he's got the youth. I think Flacco's just hanging around as insurance. But you got to see if these kids play. You can't draft them 2 quarterbacks and not see if they don't play this year. Because I really don't want to go after another quarterback next year if I think one of them can play. And I'm a big Shador fan. So let's just see what happens. Let's have a little bit of optimism here, especially on the defensive side. Let's talk about the studs that we do have and what could possibly be. Like you said, the line is all back. Receiver scares me a little bit, but you never know.
Well, Rick, in most points, I mean, I really got to agree with you, and I thank you very much for the call. Like, I look at what they're – you go back to the 2017 season real quick, Danny. I mean, you look at what these guys are. Now, I have the benefit of hindsight.
Right.
But your starting defense, again, you had Emmanuel Agba, who's a good player, but he's around a bunch. He's around Danny Shelton. Okay, he's around a rookie Myles Garrett.
Who was hurt.
Carl Nassib, he was hurt that year. You have Carl Nassib in there, which was an okay player, handful of years. Jason McCourty was already at the end of his career. Jabril Peppers never materialized into the type of player they really wanted him to be. You have Jamar Taylor here. You got a lot of guys that are just there
just
for
a bunch of guys.
They're there for a specific reason, is where you have a lot of these guys at. You look at their depth chart now, I don't think that these are guys that are there for a specific quote-unquote reason, which is to get you to the 2026 draft. And I think that if you're able to control the football, which is why they went on and got 2 running backs to add to this room, which is why that they're going to go back to the Kevin Stefanski offense, because that's going to be based on ball control and not turning it over and putting your defense in a bad spot. I think it's a tough start of the schedule, but you're going to have some games that you end up winning because the other teams are going to beat themselves.
You might have games
so
like that,
but
I don't think it's the tank in the sense that they're trying to lose football games this year. But I do think it's a tank in the sense that I don't see them winning a lot of football games this year. They're not going to lose games because they didn't try and win them. They're going to lose games because they're going to play a bunch of teams that are better than them. That's what's going to happen. They play in the most difficult division in football. They play in the far more difficult conference in today's NFL and the AFC. They're behind the eight ball in terms of roster construction because of what they have going on offensively. Defensively, they're a fine football team, but in order to succeed defensively, like have your defense carry you, you need to have an elite, historically good defense or have insane turnover luck, which I suppose we cannot rule that sort of thing out.
Well,
they could get insane turnover
luck. It's been so bad against you for the last 2 years. You've got to think it's going to go for you this year,
like,
my God.
Maybe that is the thing. But other than that, you have to be essentially the 85 Bears on defense to carry a team to the playoffs defensively.
I don't think they're going to the playoffs.
No, you have to be great defensively in order to carry that sort of thing when you don't have an offense that is, I don't want to say it's incompetent because that's probably a little bit unfair, but you don't have an offense that you're not going to be able to go out there and score 30 points in a game to win it.
Exactly. They're not going to be explosive. Frank in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Good morning, fellas.
Hi, Frank.
Hey. It's definitely a tank. We're not going to say it, and we know they're not going to say it, but it's definitely a tank, man. And with Shedeur, man, I don't want him to start. I definitely don't, because the receivers we have probably going to make him look bad. Then we got a whole other conversation that he don't look good, and ain't nobody going to blame it on the receivers. It's just, man, we really are becoming the Cleveland Clowns, man.
Hold on. Because we don't have great wide receivers, we're the Clowns?
I mean, man, we
there's plenty of other reasons why we could be clowns, but I don't think it's just because of the wide receivers Frank.
Everything we do make us look like the Cleveland Clowns, man. I still love us. I'm not nowhere near it against us, man. We make the offers this every year, man. We going through something, man.
So wait, do you like Shedeur? Do you like Shedeur or do you not like Shedeur?
I love Shedeur.
Then why was that a silly decision? You have to throw that into silly decisions.
If they start him, Ken, they going to look like buttholes, and they don't want to look like buttholes.
So, they ain't going to start him. They are not going to start him week one. You know that.
Hey, man, what's so crazy is Stefanski loved to make bum quarterbacks look good, and he's probably going to make Kenny Pickett look good, and I'm scared of that.
If you are thinking that this year's a tank, then you should be terribly afraid of Kevin Stefanski with the statement you just said.
And if he come out there with that glove, is he still throwing with that glove on?
Yeah, he's gonna throw with the gloves on.
Did y'all see that Philly highlight when he tried to throw the ball and fell on his face?
Yeah, I saw that. We all saw the Philly highlight, Frank. What you got to be most afraid of, Frank. And thank you very much for the call. I got to tell you this: if you think that this year's a tank to get a quarterback next year, then you got to be openly rooting against Kevin Stefanski getting anything done with that offense. Because if you think that he's making bad quarterbacks look better, that means you're going to be a middle of the road football team, and you're going to start to trick people. If he's able to protect Dylan Gabriel, or Shedeur Sanders, or Kenny Pickett, or Joe Flacco, and make them look better, then one, okay, you got a good football coach in your hands, which that's been up for debate for a while with a lot of folks, and I'm willing to hear both sides on that one. The second thing is that, no, you're going to have questions about whether or not we should just invest in Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders, because I guarantee we're going to have some of the same questions with this year's class of rookies going to be coming out in 2026 that we've had in 2025. It'll be a deeper class, but we're going to have a lot of those same questions. 216-474 below 92. Is this season a tank without admitting it?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.